Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Sales Training Solution Podcasts.
Hi there. Here we are again in our Thursday podcasts. Do you recall seeing a speaker who was absolutely captivating? You noticed that everyone listened with rapt attention. I did. My mentor, Bo Eason, is so captivating that no one ever leaves the room or even speaks to their seatmate. Wonder what it was that kept them focused on his every word? Well, I've studied with Bo and other experts, and I've learned the secrets to their success. So today I'll share one of the tweaks you can make to your message that can lead to big changes in your life and your success. It only takes a few minutes to learn. You'll be able to start applying it to your interactions and captivating your listeners today. You will need to continue to apply it over and over for it to stick and to get really good at it, but you will see and feel results very quickly. I think it's really interesting and extremely helpful, so that's why I wanted to share it with you. I've distilled down the important points to about 10 to 12 minutes of the basics. If you want to learn more than I share in today's podcast, you can visit our website, where I've posted a freebie list of resources on the topic. So let's start by setting the scene and putting things in context. You're preparing for a meeting with a new client. You have a speech to give, or perhaps you have a job interview or a performance. You've worked and worked on what you're going to say, and now it's time for that all-important event. You're conscious of things like your body language and your eye contact. These are things that people have told you to focus on to be successful. However, there's one part of the message that causes problems for lots and lots of people, and most people haven't been trained to master it. In fact, it's something you have to develop rather than be trained. It's an element that sets you apart from other people. It's how you narrate your story. It's about showing up as your authentic personal best. This characteristic is called presence. It's about owning and believing your own story and not getting lost in the mental conflict of how other people are perceiving you. When you're present in the moment, you focus on what's happening and the conversation. Exhibiting presence is about how you perceive yourself. It's not about how other people perceive you. In this state and mindset, your body communicates a positive power message to your brain, which in turn communicates persuasive messages of trustworthiness to your listener. Do you remember from our past discussion how I told you that people make an internal evaluation of you in less than 20 seconds? You want that evaluation to be one of a confident, capable, enthusiastic, comfortable, and authentic person. It doesn't matter where in the world you're listening to me or what culture you're from. The scientific research indicates that everyone exhibits the same type of message and elicits the same results when they're present in the moment. In a few minutes, I'll guide you through a 2-minute exercise called power posing that will change your physical behavior, which in turn will change your mindset and the mindset of your listener. But first, I want to share some background on this exercise and some evidence as to why and how it works. When you're present in the moment, you feel in control of your own mental and physical state and your performance. You believe your own story, and you have the confidence that you will be effective communicating a message that's consistent with your beliefs, attitudes, and values. Originally, it was thought that we could recite mantras or affirmations and our mental attitude would change our body language. But in the last century, the now deceased Professor William James of Harvard University wrote that bodily experiences cause emotions and emotions did not cause the bodily experiences. This was thought-provoking in research circles, but people still believed he was wrong. But now research has proved he was correct. These physical exercises that I'll share with you will have a positive impact on your mindset and your listener's mindset and their evaluation of you. But don't worry, these exercises aren't anything like gymnastics, but rather body positions. James was the founder of this body-mind relationship. Follow-on studies have reinforced his findings. They found the way you carry yourself gives you the personal power of presence. Now, it doesn't give you the skills or talent, but it allows you to share them effectively and to connect emotionally with your listener. If you adopt the power poses I discuss, then you'll be your personal best in your toughest situations and your greatest sales opportunities.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Many people feel that they're a fake and one day they'll be found out. That's the message you're telling yourself. If you feel powerless or incapable, you undermine your own ability to trust yourself. If you can't trust yourself, how can you convince others to trust you? You want to learn how to change that feeling. So I want to circle back and provide some things that you can do to increase your feelings of personal power. These power poses have been tested by well-known U.S. as well as Canadian universities and international researchers. They've been the topic of a TED Talk by Amy Cuddy. First, I want you to think back to a situation in which you were very successful. Can you envision yourself in that situation? Now remember how you felt. This mental exercise will get you ready for the physical exercise. So relax and enjoy those thoughts and feelings for a moment. Next, I want you to assume one of the three power poses for 2 minutes. You can have your choice as they all work. When you adopt one of these poses, you're going to feel more effective, more powerful, confident, and assertive, as well as less stressed and anxious. Please don't confuse this power and confidence with arrogance. Remember from my previous podcast that people begin to judge you upon sight as either trustworthy or dangerous, and you want to be judged as warm and friendly, not dangerous and possibly deceptive. Here are the three poses. The first pose is if you were a male, take the Superman pose, that is, stand straight. Put your feet about 20 inches apart. Now put your hands on your hips and take several deep breaths. Put your chest out and expand yourself. Now exhale slowly. If you're a female, take the Wonder Woman pose. Do the same thing. Stand straight and tall with your feet about 20 inches apart, shoulders back. Now take several deep breaths and exhale them slowly, expanding yourself. That will give you power pose 2. Now, the third choice is the victory pose. This is suitable for either a male or a female and in any culture. Stand straight and tall with your feet about 20 inches apart. Lift your arms straight up and over your head. Stretch them out and make a V shape. Now take several deep breaths and exhale them slowly. This will give you a feeling of power and control over your thoughts and actions. You've prepared yourself for your meeting, and now you want to keep that feeling. Scientific studies have shown that not only do these exercises produce a high sense of personal control and make a mental difference, they actually change our body chemistry. Testosterone, the power and control hormone, increases, and cortisol, the stress hormone, decreases. When you feel in control and you're not focused on impressing your listener, but on communicating a message you believe in, you'll communicate presence, confidence, and authenticity to your listener. This will allow you to reach their hearts and minds with your message and persuade them to buy your product, service, or support your idea. You'll also find that by expanding your body and taking more space, such as putting your arms on the arms of the chair or on the desk or table in a meeting, causes you to think more positively of yourself, and that allows you to not only communicate confidence, but it also clears your head for creativity and abstract thinking, as well as a willingness to be persistent. This type of behavior can also cause your listener to be more favorable in their evaluation of you compared to other candidates for an opportunity. So try power posing before your next presentation. Amy Cuddy, the expert, suggests you can close your office door and take 2 minutes to pose before the meeting, or you can pose in the bathroom or in the parking lot. If you can't pose physically, you can visualize the power pose. People with disabilities have been able to successfully achieve this, and they have experienced great presence as they delivered their speech or performance. Clinical research documented by Galevich, Meddeck, and Savitsky in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that people who viewed people in power postures were more likely to accept their answer to trivia questions. They viewed pride, as demonstrated by the victory pose, as an indicator of confidence. So I'm sure that you can do it with real people in a real situation. If you can do it physically, great. If not, try performing it visually. Give it a try. What do you have to lose? Nothing, and everything to gain. Do I expect you to make this change in behavior completely and all at once? Certainly not. Incremental change that builds on previous behavior is the most successful. There's no shortcuts, so take baby steps. It's the compound effect that counts toward success. Set achievable goals for yourself. Make small changes in your body language and your mindset when preparing for your upcoming meetings or presentations. You'll catch yourself thinking about your body language or your eye contact. Recognize it and make that small tweak to get you back to being fully present. Also, recognize and congratulate yourself when you try it and it works. Remember, when you change your body, your attitude will change. Not overnight, but slowly it will change, and you'll be more present, more confident, and more successful. You can get the list of resources on our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on the website next to the podcast and blog post. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Join me next week when I'll discuss how to construct one of my favorite and most effective types of business stories, vision stories. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions and comments or a topic suggestion to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Thanks and bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.